welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 94, Yokohama Streets. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me and Rollner up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that. I always have so much trouble saying life updates. It might get rolled into that, but sometimes, you know, updates need context. And this is actually in absence of art updates, I sometimes talk a lot about my life. So I don't know. If you know me, you're welcome here. But also, don't feel you need to listen if you feel it's just a whinge session. This is just if you're interested. If you're not someone who knows me, yeah, not sure how you found this place, but listen away. I'm not going to stop you. If you are just joining now and this is your first update, check out updates 1, 2, and 52 if you want to be brought up to speed. Do not listen to all of them. That is a pointless endeavor in masochism. You dip in and dip out if you really feel you have to, but you're not missing anything by not listening to everything. It's just, you know, listen to those key ones maybe if you want to, and then just sort of, you know, subscribe and keep up week by week if that's what you want to do. Anyway, I'm still a week behind on these updates. This was supposed to be released last Friday. I'm struggling to keep up to date on these. The end of the week just gets so nuts. Anyway, here's some updates. And today I was going to record this. And so my son goes to table tennis every Monday afternoon. He came home and he really didn't want to go today. He was really upset. He just had a day where sort of everything went badly and he just kind of wanted to not go. But my wife and I hadn't spoken about what to do if this happens because this hasn't been an issue before. And my instinct, of course, is to keep him here. But then I'm also thinking that there's fewer classes this month. So per class, we're actually paying more. And also, I just felt like, I didn't want to have the big conversation. But I will have that big conversation tonight so that next time I can just say, no, you don't feel like going, you don't have to go. Because the whole point, this is supposed to be fun. And I don't want to force him to go. This has never been something I had to force him to do before. Like, I've had to force him to do swimming lessons. I've had to force him to do, you know, after school classes and stuff. He very rarely, even then, he very rarely asked me if he could avoid going. And so I felt like I should have said, I should have kept him home today. But as a symbol of how his day was going, I bought him an advent calendar today. It's the 2nd of December for us. And so I was like, hey, it'll be great. He'll get the present. He wasn't interested in the present because he was so just blah after school, but I gave it to him and then he relented and he opened the first door and the chocolate was missing. So the other reason I sent him he didn't care. He was like, I'll just keep this one. I'm like, no, this was an expensive advent calendar. It wasn't the normal $5 advent calendar. This was like a $25 advent calendar. I almost not bought it because it was so expensive, but I thought he'd be so happy when he saw it and the chocolates are bigger and anyway. So he was like, no, don't exchange it. I'll just stay home. I'm like, no, you're going to have to go to table tennis now so that I can go walk, you know, do the 25 minute walk back to the station and exchange it. Because if I didn't do it today, I was afraid they wouldn't take it because it just looks like a chocolate's missing. It just looks like somebody ate it. Right. Anyway, successfully exchanged that. Kid is at table tennis. I hope he comes home and he's not super, super, super mad at me. It goes against my whole philosophy of child rearing. You know, I don't like to, I have to enforce homework stuff. I hate enforcing school rules. So like, why am I enforcing the rule? Like, this isn't even a rule. It's something he's doing for fun. If he doesn't want to go, he shouldn't go anyway. But there's just like, you know, things are sometimes a little bit tight and we're paying for this. And it felt, I don't know. I went against my instincts and I sent him and I feel like I shouldn't have. So I'm feeling kind of crap about that. Anyway, here are the updates for this week. YTG, I've decided not to attend YPAM this year. The like almost 9,000 yen. It's too pricey. And I looked at their schedule and so many activities are just, they're geared towards selling. And I know they really pump up the sort of networking stuff. Like I might go as a non-member on some, because I can still get into the building on some of those days and just maybe schmooze a little bit next week. But I felt like just so much of the stuff is geared towards sales and everything that's happening, all the networking events are, their international collaborations are all like a Japanese nationally and ethnically Japanese artist with some other artist from Europe or something. And I'm like, there's just nothing. I don't know. I feel like there's nothing that represents what YTG does. And I don't know if I could be there and like not be a little bit grumpy about that. I feel like there's just this whole ignoring of a whole sort of art subculture in Japan. I mean, it's also, I maybe our fault a little bit as international artists who are based in Japan and, you know, half Japanese artists who are not educated in the Japanese public system, and they do their work and we kind of keep ourselves separate. But part of that is because, I don't know about the others, but I have tried to integrate myself into the Japanese arts community and have felt quite marginalized and rebuffed when I did that. So yeah, I don't know if that's a universal experience, but it was certainly what happened to me. And so I don't know. And it's hard in December. It's hard to attend. There's just so much other stuff going on. So many other commitments. Like I've got the nerd night next week, and yeah. So that's it. I just felt like there's nothing for me there. No other updates from YTG. Hopefully we'll have the meeting for Interference at the end of this week. I'm trying to set that up. That's one of the things I was supposed to get done today. Oh, but I handed in the annual report, which is why we're half, like a few, good 3 hours of my day went today. It was going off to the city office to hand in YTG's annual report. Okay, Nerd Night, as I've been saying for the last few weeks, next show is on December 13th. So that's next Friday, tokyo.nerdnight.com, night, N-I-T-E. Check it out. It's free to watch it online. Photography. I'm still waiting on final stuff from the corporate thing. I've submitted all my things. I'm waiting for them to pick some photos so I can do the final processing on those and get paid for the second chunk of work. I got paid. My invoice went through last week. So I got paid for the shoot and the first chunk of editing. Yesterday project, no updates. Sustainability project, I'm still rewriting that. And other, yes. I mentioned last week, I'm going to work on a project management certificate. So I took the first step on that today and I paid for my course. I paid for the platform that the course is run under. It actually means I can maybe do other courses, but we'll see how intense it is. So that's, So one more photography update. I was out yesterday walking the streets of Yokohama with the family, and I took some shots. And it's not like, so a lot of my other work has been sort of Showa era stuff. There's a little bit of Showa era. We were in this restaurant and it was really, really sort of very typical, sort of traditional Japanese Western restaurant. And you'll see when you see the photos. I'll have them posted on the website. They'll go out to the mailing list. But we also took a stroll down near Higashitotsuka, which is this weird thing because it's not like an old neighborhood. It's quite a new area. It's quite a new development. Like it's mostly been built in the last 20, 25 years. And so the style of building is very Heisei as opposed to Showa. So that's the era after Showa that ended 6 years ago. So 1989 to 2018, I think. Maybe 2019? Whatever. So that was that period. So I feel like the photographs really sort of show that. I also took them with my favorite little Soviet lens. So they're very hazy. So yeah, anyway, I hope you enjoy that. That's it for this week. And I hopefully will be able to post another one of these at the end of this week. So I'm at least caught up and only 1 week behind still. Okay, thank you for listening. And that's Andrew out.